The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Help me welcome Miss Sabrina to Freedom 106.5 FM. Good afternoon to you, Sabrina. Thank you so much for joining us. Hello, Sabrina, are you there?
Recording in progress.
Hi, Sabrina, are you there? Are you hearing me?
I am. Are you hearing me now?
Yes, I am. Thanks so much. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, and thank you for the opportunity to be here. I always value the opportunity to talk about this topic, and I always also value the opportunity with this radio station, because you're one of the few radio stations who's always open to having us here.
Yes, of course. And we are really glad to have you here, because I know we're going to talk about Step Up for Peace issues around gender-based violence. Is it a walkathon?
Well, yeah, it's a walk/run.
Nice.
And this was conceptualized in 2023 simply because, you know, we know, and the Coalition Against Domestic Violence, that we need to keep gender-based violence and from our perspective, domestic violence, because that's what we address.
Right.
On the front burner and as a national issue. I think we all know that during the COVID-19 period, it was described as a shadow pandemic. And beyond that, and we knew that it existed before COVID, and then it's you know, the situation was exacerbated during COVID, and now here we are with domestic violence continuing to affect women, children, men, and in significant proportions.
Yes.
And many people experience it, stay silent about it. Many people experience it and think it's normal.
Yeah.
Many people experience it and live to tell the tale. And of course, we know that many experience it and do not live to tell the tale.
Correct. So what is the main goal of the Step Up of Peace event? What are you hoping to achieve from this walk/runathon?
So we are aiming, you know, to say to all sectors, you know, we all have a role to play in this. And it's not simply a role for the civil society organization or for the women's movement or for the nonprofits. It's, you know, we all have, the government has a role, the corporate sector has a role, faith-based organizations have a role, you know, all sectors of the society. And we are, you know, this is a statement for everyone to acknowledge and accept that we have a responsibility in ending domestic violence.
Right.
So for the corporate sector, we say, listen, this is your opportunity to demonstrate zero policy, your zero policy against domestic violence, because women, some women have been killed even in the workplace. There are perpetrators in the workplace, you know, and so you cannot hide from it. It comes at you where you are. And apart from the workplace, the workplace is where you spend the majority of your time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you need to feel safe as well in the workplace.
Nice.
So for the corporate sector, we are saying, yes, you know, you have to demonstrate. We encourage the corporate sector, demonstrate this by sending a team, use it as a team building activity. And in that way, you're sending a strong signal to the national population.
Right.
We're not standing for this.
Of course.
Similarly for the faith-based organizations. Mm-hmm. One of the first places that people who experience domestic violence, mainly women and children, they go to a religious leader to talk about it, to seek guidance.
Right.
We found that some of the religious leaders give advice around stay and stick it out. Don't worry, you know, everything will be all right, you know, and as you talk about divorce, and I know your next topic of divorce, you know, we find that very few religious leaders say go for a divorce because God doesn't like divorce. You know, I'm not saying that I'm for or against. That's on an individual basis what that survivor chooses to do.
Yes.
However, I'm just making it in the context that sometimes the faith leaders have the tendency, some of them, to say, you know, stick around, bear it, You know, this is what happens in relationships and, and in marriages,
but,
etc.
But that is not normal, though. Domestic violence is not normal. And I want to urge every man, woman, and child, you know, facing these this issue of domestic violence, gender-based violence in their home, in their schools, in, at their work, to come out and speak out. Now, let's get back to the walk/run, all right? Mm-hmm. How... Who are you hoping will join this initiative, and how can people register to take part?
Right. So let me just speak to the issue of who we are hoping to join. Mm-hmm. We're asking everybody, any and everybody, to come out. So we do have on board, you know, several companies who's been on board for the past 2 years and will again join us in this year. Advocates for gender-based violence, domestic violence, the faith community, persons who, even survivors, what we have done in the past and what we continue to do is we get sponsorship for survivors who want to do the walk as a demonstration of their ability to survive and to identify themselves as being a survivor. We are moving away from using the term victim because we are survivors, you know, it's a more positive term. And so we also encourage survivors to come out. Would you believe last year we had people coming out with pets, animals?
What?
We had women bringing their babies. So babies participated. The mom brought them in their strollers and etc. And they were part of it. So because as you rightly said, this affects everyone. It affects men, women, boys, girls. And so we all have this role. So we want to use this opportunity and invite everyone to come out. Once you feel strongly about it, and you should, we all should feel strongly about it. We say, come out, and it's going to be held on a Sunday evening at Queen's Park, Savannah.
Right.
So it's hopefully we won't have any rain. It's going to be a nice event. It's because the event is just one lap around the Savannah.
Yeah.
So this is why we call it the Savannah Lap.
Right,
and
nice.
So saying, come spend an evening with us and enjoying spending a nice evening, you are becoming an advocate and you are signaling to Trinidad and Tobago, I am part of this movement.
Yeah.
That is saying we cannot afford to lose any more women, children, men and boys. And when I say lose, I do not mean physically through death. Persons who experience this type of abuse, they suffer in a myriad of ways, you know, psychologically, mentally, emotionally, financially, because these are the different types of abuse that people experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy to have to live through this sometimes for your entire life. You know, we know survivors who've had a lifetime of, and some of them grow into their old age and die, you know, as a survivor of DV. And this just cannot be, you know, we know them. We know them, our mothers, our sisters, our brothers, our sons, our daughters, our neighbors, our cousins, our aunts. We know them. We know who are the perpetrators and we know who are the survivors. But we remain silent about it.
So you mentioned, Sabrina, about, getting everyone involved because we know them. They are mothers, they are sisters, they are brothers, they are uncles, aunts, or sisters or brothers. How important is community support in ending domestic violence?
It's critical because sometimes the community... they are supposed to be the first responders, meaning that they can be the first ones to act because they will know it before anybody else, before a survivor, a perpetrator, whoever knows what is happening. The neighbors will hear, the communities will know, so that they are poised to pick up the phone and call.
Right.
They are poised to intervene in a responsible way.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not saying run into a situation and put yourself in harm. And there are ways in which we can prepare communities, you know, to respond to DV. We've actually, we've trained just 2 weeks ago. We trained a team of people from Subway because they are in the workplace, and we said, "Listen, this is what you need to look out to.
Yeah,
look out for. This is what you know. These are the red flags. These are the green flags. You know." I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. That's
I'm doing a certificate from home, so the phone is ringing. Yeah,
that's okay. That's okay. Yeah,
and so we feel that communities play a significant role in developing community responses to this. You know, so you know they can help. They can save a life. Mm. Your neighbor can save a life.
Yeah,
and we urge communities to become prepared and move away from the thinking, this is not my business. Mm. This is not my business. And, you know, and you know, we've had that. Eh? And
yeah, of course.
Especially, I need to say this, especially in situations where they've tried before and without success. So sometimes neighbors can get fed up. Families can get fed up.
Yeah, and that's only and that's only part of it, because sometimes we would want to help, but then other times, you know, the survivor, you know, it's really difficult for them to come out of a situation like that.
Definitely.
So the Savannah Lab, Sabrina, will the event have other activities besides the lab?
Well, we're hoping to have, you know, various other people coming out. So, for example, we're hoping to have the Ministry of Social Development, the Caribbean Center for Human Rights. And so they will also come out and, you know, and have their promotions about where you can get help. And the Caribbean Center for Human Rights, they will be there to provide legal guidance for anybody wanting legal guidance. We're not saying that you will have to, you know, that we want you or we expect you to disclose what you're experiencing, you know, but certainly it's a first contact.
Yeah.
And so if you're there, you know, you get to engage directly, you know, with an attorney at law, you get to engage directly with the Ministry of Social Development and the services that they offer, and also the Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Right. Our senior counselor will be there, our social worker will be there, and you know, to engage with anybody who's looking for information, looking for guidance, you know, and just to be there, just to encounter and to engage with other people and to engage even with other survivors.
Yeah.
It's amazing, you know, when you engage with another person and you find out, listen, I'm not alone in this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a empowering moment for people. You know, as a matter of fact, just today, would you believe, a retired person encouraged three of her friends and her three young daughters, all under 12, and they called me today to say we are coming because we understand that, you know, we all need to express our solidarity with survivors.
Yes, correct.
We have to let them know that they are not alone in this.
In it, of course.
Yes.
Now we've got to wrap up our interview because it would have been a really, really short one. But before we go, what do you want people listening today to do after hearing about this event? Talk to our listeners.
So we'd like you to, you know, make contact with us. You can reach us via our telephone, 624-0402. Reach out to us, give us a call. You can WhatsApp us at 324-8606. And if you're inclined to support and you want to register for the event, you can go to CaribIslesSports.com and register directly. So, you know, we urge you, be in touch. Check out our Facebook, TNT Coalition Against Domestic Violence. You will see all of the information. You will see the event being promoted. So, you know, we look forward to hearing from you. And apart from that, you can also choose to become a volunteer with the Coalition Against Domestic Violence.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, Sabrina, I want to thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, and I wish you all the best.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.